With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. Lawsuits over Common Core continue to be heard in state courtrooms. While the legal debate lingers, the new education standards are being rolled out in classrooms. Dr. Amy Weems, curriculum coordinator with Washtenaw Parish School System, says districts begin to evaluate how the guidelines work.
Now, this is the first time our teachers have worked with it and have trained with it, so this year is going to be what I consider a pilot year for that.
Weems has helped develop some of the program for language arts. She says Common Core strives for more discussion between teacher and student.
It's driven by kind of what it's called a unit focus, and it's this overarching theme that they want students to really think about.
She says English language arts is a good starting point with a guidebook to help keep focus on a topic theme. Weems joins our panel later today during KEDM's Policy and Opinion at 5 p.m. at Karma on Tower Drive in Monroe. Shreveport Fire Chief Ron Mulford has pleaded not guilty to 5 counts of malfeasance. He was arraigned earlier today in front of District Court Judge John Mosley Jr. Assistant Fire Chief James Thomas Carpenter also pleaded not guilty to his charge of lying to a grand jury. The charges stem from a Shreveport Fire Department scandal in which 4 firefighters allegedly abused an intellectually disabled man. Mulford stands accused of failing to report the abuse and trying to conceal information about the situation to investigators. He was indicted in June. The LSU Ag Center is conducting research to determine the extent of damage done by feral hogs in Louisiana. Louisiana Radio Network's Jeff Palermo has more.
Forestry economist Sean Tanger says reports are coming in about crop and land damage caused by feral hogs. He says they are sending out surveys to landowners and asking exactly what type of economic loss this is causing.
If equipment's been damaged, if irrigation systems have had damage caused to them.
Tanger says this study will be used to give lawmakers the tools they need to come up with policies that will help stop feral hog destruction. Jeff Palermo reporting.
This is KEDM News.